Richard Feynman's lectures at Caltech have achieved legendary status in the physics world. Originally delivered to undergraduates between 1961 and 1963, these talks have influenced generations of scientists, with over 1.5 million English copies in print and translations in at least a dozen languages. What makes these lectures so enduring? Perhaps it's Feynman's unique ability to make the most complex ideas accessible without sacrificing accuracy. Or maybe it's his infectious enthusiasm that Nobel laureate Kip Thorne described as, through his words, making the physics come alive. The physics becomes an adventure of the mind. Even Steve Jobs cited Feynman's lectures as one of his favorite books. Beyond their scientific impact, these lectures represent a cultural touchstone that demonstrates how the fundamental laws of physics can be communicated with clarity, precision, and joy. If all scientific knowledge were to be destroyed and only one sentence could be passed on, it should be the atomic hypothesis. All things are made of atoms, little particles in perpetual motion, attracting each other at a distance, but repelling when squeezed together. With this bold statement, Feynman establishes the cornerstone of modern physics. This deceptively simple idea contains an astonishing amount of information about our world, serving as the foundation for understanding everything from everyday phenomena to the most complex scientific principles. Consider a drop of water magnified a billion times. We would see oxygen atoms, each with two hydrogen atoms attached, in constant motion, jiggling and bouncing while attracting each other enough to maintain the water's volume. These H2O molecules move in all directions at varying speeds, like a microscopic dance, with faster molecules occasionally breaking free from the surface, explaining evaporation. When heated, these particles move faster until they eventually break free from each other, becoming steam. In gases, the separated molecules bounce against container walls, creating pressure proportional to their density and temperature. During compression, atoms gain speed from collisions with the moving wall, increasing the gas temperature, a principle that explains why bike pumps get hot during use. When water cools, the molecules lock into a crystalline ice structure with hexagonal symmetry, explaining why snowflakes have six sides and their infinite variety of patterns. Unlike most substances, water expands when it freezes because ice's open structure takes up more space than liquid water, a crucial property that allows fish to survive under frozen lakes and prevents oceans from freezing solid. Even in solid ice, atoms aren't stationary, but vibrate in place, with vibrations decreasing as temperature approaches absolute zero. This atomic movement explains why even very cold substances have some thermal energy. When water cools, the molecules lock into a crystalline ice structure with hexagonal symmetry, explaining why snowflakes have six sides and their infinite variety of patterns. Unlike most substances, water expands when it freezes because ice's open structure takes up more space than liquid water, a crucial property that allows fish to survive under frozen lakes and prevents oceans from freezing solid. Even in solid ice, atoms aren't stationary, but vibrate in place, with vibrations decreasing as temperature approaches absolute zero. This atomic movement explains why even very cold substances have some thermal energy. Chemical reactions involve atoms rearranging to form new molecular partnerships, governed by electrical forces between electrons. When carbon burns in oxygen, the atoms snap together with tremendous energy, forming carbon monoxide, CO molecules, and releasing heat. Carbon monoxide can further combine with oxygen to form carbon dioxide, CO2. These reactions release substantial energy, creating flames and explosions, the same principle that powers everything from car engines to stellar fusion in stars. The evidence for atoms has grown overwhelming since their theoretical conception. Brownian motion, the jiggling of tiny particles in water, provides direct visual evidence of molecular movement. Modern scanning tunneling microscopes can now actually see individual atoms. Crystal structures, studied through X-ray diffraction, reveal precise atomic arrangements. This fundamental hypothesis explains not just simple substances, but potentially the incredible complexity of living things, from DNA to proteins to entire organisms. As Feynman emphasizes, all things are made of atoms. That is the key hypothesis. This insight has revolutionized our understanding of chemistry, biology, material science, and virtually every other scientific field. Quantum mechanics, discovered just after 1920, revealed that electromagnetic waves behave strangely. At higher frequencies, they act more like particles than waves. This discovery fundamentally changed physics. While Einstein had already transformed our understanding of space and time into space-time, and then curved space-time to explain gravitation, quantum mechanics showed that Newton's laws fail completely at the atomic scale. The behavior of small things is utterly unnatural to our everyday experience. The uncertainty principle stands as quantum mechanics' most revolutionary concept. One cannot know both where something is and how fast it's moving with perfect precision. This explains why atoms are so large compared to their nuclei. If electrons sat directly on the nucleus, we'd know their position precisely, requiring them to have enormous, uncertain momentum. Instead, they compromise, leaving room for positional uncertainty while maintaining minimum motion. Quantum mechanics also revealed that precise prediction is fundamentally impossible. We can only determine statistical averages of what will happen in experiments. This challenges the philosophical assumption that identical conditions must produce identical results. But doesn't collapse science. We simply formulate our ideas based on actual experience rather than preconceived notions. Perhaps most remarkably, quantum mechanics unifies waves and particles. Everything behaves the same way, with wave aspects more evident at low frequencies and particle aspects at high frequencies. The particle associated with electromagnetic waves is the photon. Quantum electrodynamics, the theory of light and matter interaction, represents physics' greatest achievement, explaining virtually all ordinary phenomena except gravitation and nuclear processes. When we observe electrons passing through two slits, we discover something remarkable. The electrons behave exactly as expected when watched. Those seen coming through one slit follow one distribution, and those through the other follow another. But when both slits are open and we're not watching, they create an interference pattern like waves. Even using dimmer light to observe them, the photons still give the same size jolt to electrons they hit. With dim light, some electrons pass undetected. And remarkably, only these unwatched electrons show interference patterns. This demonstrates Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. It's impossible to determine which path an electron takes without disturbing it enough to destroy the interference pattern. Physics has fundamentally given up on predicting exact outcomes, accepting that only probabilities can be predicted. Feynman brilliantly illustrates energy conservation through an analogy of Dennis the Menace with 28 indestructible blocks. His mother, like a meticulous accountant, discovers that regardless of Dennis's creative dispersal methods, the total count invariably remains 28 blocks. When apparent discrepancies arise, blocks hidden under rugs, tossed outside windows, scattered in toy boxes, or submerged in bathtub water, she develops increasingly sophisticated formulas to account for these seemingly missing blocks. This domestic accounting system parallels how physicists track energy through its various transformations. Energy manifests in numerous forms, each with distinct characteristics: gravitational potential energy in elevated objects, kinetic energy in moving bodies, thermal energy in hot substances, elastic energy in stretched springs, electrical energy in flowing current, chemical energy in molecular bonds, radiant energy in light waves, nuclear energy in atomic nuclei, and even mass itself as energy through Einstein's E equals mc squared. While these forms may appear to change or vanish, like a bouncing ball gradually coming to rest, careful measurement reveals that energy simply transfers between forms, with the total remaining constant. One of physics' most profound mysteries is that despite our ability to measure and manipulate energy, we don't actually know what it fundamentally is. Unlike matter, we cannot picture energy as discrete particles or waves. Instead, we possess sophisticated mathematical frameworks that, when properly applied across all energy forms present in a system, invariably yield identical totals, much like Dennis's mother's block counting formulas. Conservation laws connect to deep symmetries in nature through Noether's theorem. Energy conservation stems from time translation symmetry. Physical laws remain unchanged regardless of when we perform an experiment. Momentum conservation arises from space translation symmetry. Physics works the same way regardless of location. Angular momentum conservation reflects rotational symmetry. Physical laws don't depend on orientation. These symmetries reveal fundamental truths about our universe's consistency and reliability. The behavior of charged particles in magnetic fields exemplifies these principles in action. When a charge Q moves through a magnetic field B with velocity V, it experiences a force F equals Q times V cross B perpendicular to both velocity and field direction. This perpendicular relationship ensures the force changes only the particle's direction, not its speed, resulting in circular motion. This principle drives particle accelerators, mass spectrometers, and explains aurora formations in Earth's magnetic field. Conservation of momentum manifests in countless everyday phenomena. In collision sports, the total momentum before and after impact remains constant. Rocket propulsion demonstrates momentum conservation in space. As hot gases expel backward, the rocket moves forward to maintain zero net momentum change. The challenge of walking on ice illustrates the principle through absence. Without friction to enable backward force, forward motion becomes impossible. Even in complex systems like billiard ball collisions or molecular interactions, total momentum remains precisely conserved. Einstein's 1905 theory corrected Newton's laws by introducing a relativistic mass correction factor. Though the effect is tiny at ordinary speeds, only one part in billions at satellite velocities, it's been confirmed for particles approaching light speed. The discovery came from theoretical reasoning rather than direct observation, making it a remarkable achievement. Newton first stated the principle of relativity. Phenomena within a system moving at constant velocity appear identical to those in a stationary system. While Newton's laws maintain their form under Galilean transformations, x equals x minus ut, y equals y, z equals z, t equals t, Maxwell's equations of electromagnetism don't. This creates a paradox. Maxwell's equations predict light always travels at speed c, regardless of source motion, yet Galilean transformations suggest an observer moving at speed u should measure light speed as c minus u. Experiments attempting to detect Earth's absolute velocity through the hypothetical ether all failed, suggesting something fundamental was wrong with our understanding of physics. Einstein proposed that all physical laws should remain unchanged under the Lorentz transformation. This meant changing Newton's laws by replacing mass with m equals m0 divided by 1 minus v squared by c squared, creating harmony between mechanics and electrodynamics. To fully account for experimental results, not only must lengths contract, but time must also dilate for moving objects. When a clock in a moving system records 1 second, an outside observer sees it as 1 divided by 1 minus u squared by c squared seconds. Everything in the moving system appears to slow down. This peculiar phenomenon requires careful examination of how clocks actually work when in motion. A simple light clock with mirrors at both ends demonstrates that light must travel a longer zigzag path when the clock is moving, causing it to tick more slowly. Any clock, regardless of mechanism, must run slower by the same factor, otherwise we could determine absolute motion. This time dilation affects all processes, biological aging, thought processes, chemical reactions, everything slows down from the outside observer's perspective. Einstein proposed that a body's mass equals its total energy content divided by c squared. starting with F equals dmv by dt and dE by dt equals fv, we can derive that m equals m0 divided by 1 minus v squared by c squared. This formula perfectly aligns with the energy-mass relationship E equals mc squared. In practical terms, when energy is released, as in a 20 kiloton atomic bomb, the resulting matter becomes lighter by about 1 gram. That gram of mass converted to energy. Waves appear in many physical contexts beyond sound, including electromagnetic waves, water waves, both swells and ripples, elastic waves in solids, both compressional and transverse, and quantum mechanical matter waves. Waves represent oscillations that propagate in space as well as time. When two waves of slightly different frequencies interfere, they create pulsating intensity patterns called beats. If two equal amplitude waves with frequencies 1 and 2 combine at a point, the resulting amplitude equals cos 1t plus cos 2t equals 2 cos 1 plus 2t over 2 cos 1 minus 2t over 2. This represents a high-frequency wave at the average frequency, 1 plus 2 over 2, whose amplitude is modulated by the cosine term at frequency 1 minus 2 over 2. The intensity pulsates at frequency 1 minus 2, creating alternating strong and weak signals as the waves move in and out of phase. When waves with different frequencies travel through space, their interference creates modulations that move at a different speed than the individual waves. While individual waves travel at the phase velocity Vp equals omega over k, the modulation envelope travels at the group velocity Vg equals 1 minus 2 over k1 minus k2, which approaches d omega dk for small differences. This explains the apparent paradox of X-rays in materials. Though their phase velocity exceeds light speed, since n less than 1, their group velocity, the speed at which signals actually propagate, is always less than c. When a string is fixed at both ends, at x equals 0 and x equals l, only certain sinusoidal wave patterns can exist. The waves must satisfy the boundary conditions, meaning the sine wave must fit perfectly into the string length with nodes at both ends. This requirement forces the wavelength to satisfy KL equals N, where N is an integer, giving frequencies E equals NC over L. The fundamental frequency, N equals 1, has wavelength 2L, while higher modes, N equals 2, 3, etc., have frequencies that are exact multiples of the fundamental. The fundamental principle of linear systems is that any complex motion can be represented as a superposition of special modes, where the entire system oscillates sinusoidally at a specific frequency with a specific spatial pattern. Each mode has a characteristic frequency and shape determined by the system's properties. This principle extends to quantum mechanics, where frequency corresponds to energy, explaining why atoms have discrete energy levels, as these are analogous to the confined wave modes of a vibrating string. The kinetic theory of gases explains macroscopic properties like pressure and temperature through the statistical behavior of countless molecules in perpetual motion. Gas pressure results from molecules bombarding surfaces. When they collide with a piston, they deliver momentum that creates force. For a piston of area A, pressure equals force divided by area, P equals F over A. The force equals the momentum delivered per second, which depends on two factors, momentum per collision and number of collisions per second. In an elastic collision, a particle delivers 2 mvx momentum, where vx is velocity in the x direction. Only molecules within distance vxt will hit the piston in time t, so collision frequency is nvxa, where n is particle density. Since molecules move equally in all directions, we can express pressure as P equals 2/3 nv squared over 2, where mv squared over 2 is average kinetic energy. Temperature represents the equilibrium condition reached when systems interact long enough. When two gases are separated by a movable piston, they'll reach equilibrium when pressures equalize. But something else happens more slowly: energy exchange through the jiggling piston. Through collisions, molecules distribute their directions randomly, and mathematical analysis reveals that, at equilibrium, molecules of different masses must have equal average kinetic energies. We define temperature by this relationship. The mean kinetic energy of a molecule equals 3 kT/2, where K is Boltzmann's constant. Combining our temperature definition with pressure equations yields PV equals NKT, the ideal gas law. This remarkable result shows that equal volumes of different gases at the same pressure and temperature contain identical numbers of molecules. The Boltzmann law states that the probability of finding molecules in any spatial arrangement decreases exponentially with the arrangement's potential energy divided by KT. For any conservative force field, the density follows N equals constant E to the minus PE by KT. This explains how atoms clump together into liquids and solids at low temperatures and evaporate when heated. The second law of thermodynamics states that heat cannot be converted into work at a single temperature without other changes in the system or surroundings. While we can extract heat from the ocean and do work with compressed air, we'll find when recompressing the air that we put in more work than we got out. The net result must be considered. We cannot devise a process whose only result is to convert heat to work at a single temperature. A thing is symmetrical if there's something we can do to it that leaves it looking the same as before. Physical laws remain invariant under translation in space. An experiment performed in one location will behave identically when moved elsewhere, assuming relevant environmental factors are also moved. Similarly, displacement in time doesn't affect physical laws. An apparatus started today or 3 days later will behave identically. Rotational symmetry means experiments work the same regardless of orientation. In quantum mechanics, each symmetry rule corresponds to a conservation law, a profound connection physicists find staggering. Translation symmetry in space yields conservation of momentum. Symmetry under time translation gives energy conservation. Rotational invariance corresponds to angular momentum conservation. Quantum mechanics also introduces symmetries without classical analogs, such as phase invariance. The physical laws remain unchanged when the wave function's phase shifts by a constant. The stunning discovery that reflection symmetry is actually violated came from particle physics. Researchers found two particles, C and anti-mesons, with identical masses, lifetimes, and production ratios, but different decay patterns. Seemingly impossible if reflection symmetry, parity conservation, held true. Wu's decisive experiment showed that cobalt atoms aligned in a magnetic field emit electrons preferentially downward, not symmetrically in all directions. This breakthrough proved we can physically distinguish north from south poles. The rule emerged that in weak decays, particles tend to spin to the left relative to their motion, a fundamentally asymmetric connection between velocity, polar vector, and angular momentum, axial vector. This discovery shocked physicists, who still don't fully understand its deeper significance. After discovering parity violation, physicists reconsidered other symmetries, particularly matter-antimatter relationships. For every particle, electron, proton, neutron, there exists an antiparticle with opposite charge but equal mass. When particles meet their antiparticles, they annihilate each other, releasing energy. Experiments revealed that right-handed matter behaves like left-handed antimatter, meaning reflection symmetry is preserved after all, but only when combined with matter-antimatter transformation. The most remarkable aspect of these discoveries is that nature appears almost symmetrical. The vast majority of physical laws, nuclear forces, electromagnetism, gravity, respect perfect symmetry, with only weak interactions violating it. Perhaps, as with the Japanese gate at Nako that has one small element carved upside down to avoid divine jealousy, the laws of physics might be intentionally imperfect so that we should not be jealous of His perfection. Despite our remarkable progress in understanding the physical world, significant mysteries remain at both the microscopic and cosmic scales. The nuclear forces that hold atomic nuclei together operate only within infinitesimal distances of about 10 to 13 centimeter, a scale so small it defies everyday comprehension. No complete law for these forces has been formulated, despite decades of intensive research. At such tiny scales, quantum mechanics, rather than Newtonian physics, governs interactions. And scientists think more in terms of energy interactions than classical forces, fundamentally challenging our intuitive understanding of reality. Any formula for nuclear forces is necessarily a crude approximation, but one expression might be F equals 1 over R squared exponent minus R over R zero, showing how these forces die off exponentially beyond their characteristic range R0. This mathematical representation, while useful, only hints at the underlying complexity. The discovery of numerous particles like mesons, quarks, and gluons has added layers of understanding but also revealed deeper mysteries. The fundamental mechanism behind nuclear forces remains obscure, particularly in explaining how quarks combine to form protons and neutrons. The puzzle of gravity stands as perhaps our greatest theoretical challenge. Despite understanding other fundamental forces, we haven't yet developed a quantum theory of gravitation, a crucial missing piece in modern physics. While quantum effects dominate at small scales, where gravitational effects are extremely weak, a quantum theory of gravity would be essential for theoretical consistency, particularly in understanding phenomena like black holes and the early universe. This modification of Einstein's general relativity remains incomplete, despite the efforts of generations of physicists. A seemingly more mundane but equally crucial unsolved physical problem affects many fields, the analysis of turbulent fluid flow. This phenomenon appears everywhere, from blood flowing through vessels to weather patterns in the atmosphere. Despite its century-old importance and practical significance, we cannot mathematically predict behaviors of circulating fluids from first principles, whether in stellar interiors, Earth's core, or even water flowing through pipes at high speed. The Navier-Stokes equations describing fluid flow remain mathematically intractable in their full form. The mysteries of consciousness and cognition present equally profound challenges. When an animal learns something, what exactly changes in its brain cells? We don't know what physical changes correspond to memorization at the molecular level. The brain's enormous complexity, with roughly 86 billion neurons forming trillions of interconnections, makes straightforward analysis impossible. Each neuron might connect to thousands of others, creating a network whose complexity exceeds our current analytical capabilities. Our understanding of perception, particularly color vision, reveals similar limitations. While we can precisely analyze light's wavelength distribution using spectroscopy, determining what color we perceive involves complex neural processing. The eye functions best as a null instrument. We can determine when two different spectral distributions appear identical rather than defining absolute sensations. Any color can be matched using just three primary colors, though sometimes negative amounts, adding light to what's being matched, are required, a phenomenon that highlights the subjective nature of perception. As Feynman eloquently concludes, the test of all knowledge is experiment. Experiment is the sole judge of scientific truth. This fundamental principle of scientific inquiry, combining humility before nature's complexity with rigorous mathematical analysis and experimental verification, forms the core of the physicist's approach to understanding reality. Yet, even as our knowledge expands, these frontiers remind us that vast territories remain unexplored in our quest to understand the universe.